all that you have left is what you give away.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
But the rest mm-hmm. of it, you just use it up.
Mm-hmm.
It don't amount to anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with you on that. I think that's right.
And it's very rewarding, really. I mean, it's I reckon you'd call it a treasure to know
mm-hmm.
that you have men and women all over the South Georgia corner just do anything in reason.
It's your friends. I mean, trying to get your friendship.
And the only reason in the world I have it is that I went out on that extra. I went out and did something that I got nothing for it materially, and it's something I gave away that I've got.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I can't explain it any better, but that's the feeling, and I have that,
mm-hmm.
and nobody. Well, it don't make any difference what happens. Nobody can take it away.
That's right. You can't settle, but you don't want to. It's something you can't be taken away from.
And it's
you
mine.
Got it.
It's yours.
This cake is really good.
I know, I just devoured mine. Completely gone.
You had the right thing. You brought up the subject of pound cake.
I'm glad I saw the questionnaire.
Well, we went low on one, we start again and make a plain one because I'm not so strong on the nuts. I like it, find it. It's a little bigger than I am. But when we get a little scarce on, we make two more. And two at a time.
Which one goes faster?
And let me see.
I'll bet you it's in that one.
It is. The grandbabies like that.
Uh-huh.
They'll come when it's warm. You know, they have warm pound cake. I called yesterday, but they had something on hand that they, none of them could come, so we got plenty of cake.
It's like homemade ice cream.
This is just like the pound cake we get at home. I guess the recipes for it are the same everywhere.
I guess so.
It's very good. I can ask questions if you want.
If a boy's off a long ways from home and he brags on you and tells you cake tastes like just like the home, that he's done the best he can do.
They used to send me pound cakes all the time.
That?
In Swanee, Tennessee. Swanee. University of the South.
Smart enough to go to Swanee, Tennessee?
Huh? I don't know if I had to be smart to go to military school, but that's where I went. I went there.
I thought Swanee had higher requirements.
Well, it might have. I don't know. You might be thinking about the University of the South.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but this is a high school, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I went there for a couple of years, and they used to send me pound cakes and oatmeal cookies and things like that.
Well, I think those two are about the best things.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Kentucky ones, the only one I know.
Sorry?
We have snap beans.
Snap beans. We passed that one up.
Oh, excuse me. I misread quickly. The beans that do have to be shelled.
Butter beans. And what's that other thing? That lima bean is butter is what we call.
That's right, the same.
And butter peas.
But that's just a variety of butter beans.
Oh,
butter
yeah.
beans it.
Oh, it is. They sit just like a pea, like an English pea or something like that. But they don't taste like a field pea nor a butter bean, quite. But it's all right. That butter.
Beans.